Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 14th of October, Anno Domini 2017, and you, you lucky people, at least those of you lucky enough to survive Friday the 13th, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And at 6 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes, don't get the blues. Here comes the news. But before we get to the news, let me tell you about something really exciting that's going on. That's right. It's pledge drive time. We're very excited to give you the opportunity to become members and supporters of Jazz 90.1. Those of you who are veterans of this show,
they know the routine.
They know the routine. But for those of you who are new, you need to understand we are a public radio station. That means we don't sell commercial time. We don't have any of that other nonsense. But what we do do is twice a year, we come to you and ask for your donations, for your assistance in keeping the station running. This is truly member-supported. I know a lot of places say they're member-supported.
Yeah.
But we don't get federal money or state money.
We don't get one nickel. We don't even get money from the school district.
No, we don't.
I mean, as a matter of fact, we have to rent the space here.
Yep.
They're gracious enough to allow us to have, you know, space here at the high school.
God bless them for that.
And you know, and they pay for, you know, they make us pay for this stuff. I mean, it's, you know, not free rent.
Right.
And this all cost.
Right. And there are very few paid people here. Most of the people are volunteers. But we...
You mean we're not going to get a raise?
Yes. We are doubling what you get now.
Oh.
There you go. Oh. I've just put you in a higher tax bracket. Congratulations.
Be still my heart.
Exactly. So we come to you a couple of times a year to ask you to help us out. We only need $55,000 for this particular pledge drive. And when we reach it, we're done. We stop having the drive. So those of you who've been sitting on that inheritance, that you've been wondering what to do with an extra $55,000, here's your chance.
Yeah, really. It's a great tax write-off, and we got some really good deals. Like right now, at the $100 level, you can get what we call two of our member... 110, I'm sorry. Membership cards. And what these cards are great deals on dinners, wineries, and all kinds of stuff around town that you can get, like on the dinners, two for one. And you can go to these wineries and get discounts. Here's the other beauty of it, though, folks. These cards, you know, for some of you folks, that, all right, they sit there and say, yeah, but I'm only going to be here maybe another month, and then I head south or I go west for the winter. That's okay. Tell you what. As long as you've got a membership card from here, you can call them up and say, yeah, I'm only going to be here 6 months, but then I'm going down to, say, Arizona. They'll send you another card that you can use in Arizona and for that particular town. So, it, you know, you're not just tied to it here. You can give it to anybody, you know, and they can use it elsewhere, too. And that's the beauty of it. You get some really great deals. And one thing I encourage folks to do is always come to our newly developed website. There's a whole new
look. Beautiful site.
Whole new look and feel to the website. If you haven't been there, you definitely got to check it out. Jazz901.org is where you can also securely, and we mean securely, your information isn't going to be leaked or anything else or breached or anything else. When we take your information from there to pledge, you're doing it safely. But go in there and check it out. We have a list of all the folks that do, you know, are on that card. And the nice thing about it is Rob's always looking to add to it. So even though the list is, say, a pretty good size right now,
it's constantly, three pages.
Yeah, it's going to constantly change. because he's adding more and more to it constantly. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. For the $110 level, you know, it's really worth the deal.
There's retail shops. There's online shopping. There's wineries. There's lodging, B&Bs and that. There's arts and attractions. And, of course, there's dining. So I will tell you this. My wife and I go out to eat much more regularly now.
Yeah.
And the first thing we do is check the card and see what's
where you can get a deal. No, it makes total sense.
Yep. And here's and by the way, just so you know, while we're talking, you can make your pledge. There are two different ways to do it, either by phoning us at 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, if you prefer to, you know, not actually deal with a human being, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. On the right, you'll see the blue "Click here to donate now" button, and one of the choices on that donation form. If you scroll down, you'll see that one of the choices is sound bites only. And you can enter your donation amount. They recommend $200. And there's a reason for that, actually. I can't show it to you because Steve's not here this week. Neither is Dennis. I'm not sure where Dennis is.
Yeah.
But at the $200 level, you not only get the Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card, but you also get the Soundbites Laptop or Tablet Bag. This will hold a looks like 14 or 15 inch laptop. It's got handles, says Jazz 90.1 and sound bites. Little pocket in the front.
Cool.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Very nice.
It's kind of sexy, I gotta say. And it would only enhance your own innate sensuality to own this bag. And it's a mere $200 at the $200 level, or of course, above.
And so the other thing, though, they got to realize, though, is all these donations are tax deductible.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We know you've got a horrible amount of taxable income this year. Why not lower that a little bit and get a beautiful laptop bag at the same time? Certainly, you'll be not unique, but in rare company.
Yes.
Yep. I was unique for the first 2 weeks I had this. But now you'd just be in rare company.
Mm-hmm.
It is a really nice-looking bag, blue and black. It's very pretty nylon stop, rip stop, nylon stuff, whatever they call that.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And that's at the $200 level or above. Of course, we have multiple levels. There's the $35 senior or student level. The $50 level, which comes with the Soundbites mouse pad, by the way, if you prefer, or no gifts. No gifts is always a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to take more off your taxes. The $90.10 level, get it? 90.10, 90.90, 90.01. Okay.
901.
90.1. Yeah. You get the enhanced. That's the level where it starts with the enhanced member card. Oh, and before I forget, today and tomorrow only.
Yes.
At the $110 level and above, in our case, $150 level and above, you get two member cards today or tomorrow only. Remember to tell the our lovely operator that you want the two member cards. But at the $90.10 level, you get a member card, and you could get a tote bag or a T-shirt or whatever. Those are Jazz 90.1 things. Or the white Soundbites short-sleeve T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Jazz 90.1 knit winter cap, which is a very cool thing. $150 level, you get the T-shirt and the winter cap, or the tote bag and the mouse pad. And again, the $200 level, which is a beautiful thing, the Jazz 90.1 enhanced member card, plus the Jazz 90.1 Soundbites laptop tablet bag and a mouse pad. Oh, I didn't see that before. You get the laptop and the... I didn't get a mouse pad. What the heck? Anyway, you get a mouse... All right, Linton. Yeah, you get a mouse... You get a laptop...
That's right along with our raise.
And the... Exactly. And the mouse pad, which...
Budget cut.
By the way, if you want the laptop or the mouse pad, you must pick that up. We don't mail that out. You come to the studio during business hours, during regular human business hours... And pick it up there, 9 to 5. Or you can get the T-shirt, the winter cap, and the mouse pad. But that laptop bag's pretty hot stuff. That's at the $365. It's a dollar a day. You know, this whole thing is not expensive at all, really. When you get right down to it, let's say you were to pledge at the $200 level. That's only $3.85 a week. This show is clearly worth, even if we're the only thing you listen to on this station, that's only $3.85 a week. Yep. We're clearly worth $3.85.
One thing I got to quick interject here.
Yeah.
Is Steve Rowe texted me and he says he has the YouTube stream up and running. No video, but the audio is running.
Oh, excellent.
So just wanted to throw that
Steve
in.
Steve is somewhere in the Midwest, one step ahead of the law. Apparently in an area where he can get Wi-Fi. And Dennis is here. Dennis?
Hello.
Hello there, sir.
Dennis Worcester has joined us.
Yes, I've made it through the adventure that is 390 North.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Oh.
I don't doubt it.
Try 390 and 490 interchange. Around 4 o'clock.
Oh yeah, no, it's true.
That is your worst nightmare come true.
But yeah, it was okay. True. I just flipped on 90.1 and started listening to Nick talking about the pledge drive here. It sounds like there's some great prizes this year. I'm sorry, gifts. What? Hey,
look at this. Is that not the
is
hottest
that styling
thing?
Or what?
That's nice.
That's
nice
the bag.
Screen, nice logo on it with a Soundbites logo.
Neoprene. There you go.
You know, not everybody has these.
No, in fact, at this moment, I'm the only human being.
My tablet.
On the planet.
My Chromebook would fit in.
Yes, that's it right. Would. Mine does.
Sure.
They're great. Quite lovely. I am unique at this moment. Let me not be unique. All you have to do is pledge at the $200 level. And, of course, you can do it by calling 585-966-5299, toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course... You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And you can pledge at the anywhere from 35. Of course, you can pledge at any amount you want. I mean, we've had people.
We even have Jazz-O-Matic. So folks, you know, want to spread it over time.
Right.
And take it out bimonthly. You can have that done. So, you know, well, it's kind of tight. You know, I can't afford that much. One, there's no wrong amount.
Right.
Yeah, we'll take any amount. But, you know, if you want to make it a little easier and take advantage of some of this, spread it out over time.
That's right. A minimum of $10 a month.
Yep.
And we take it right out of your checking account.
Yeah.
With your permission, of course.
Yes.
It's hard to even get lunch out for $10.
Oh, you really can't. Forget it. It's not going to happen.
That's right. And like I said, if you pledge at the $200 level and get the tote bag, that's $3.85 a week. That's less than one cup of coffee at one of the overpriced places.
And if you do that, go ahead and give us a call once a week, and we'll answer your question. And if you're not getting, you know, $4 worth of value out of an answer you get from us, then I don't know what to tell you.
Exactly.
You don't know what the consulting rates are like around here.
Just answering the phone is $4.
That's $4. As soon as
that's exactly right.
Wow. Thank you. Okay.
Okay. That's interesting. Caller says they get a 404 error when they try to. We're going to take a quick break.
Check the screen.
While I check this out, we'll be back in a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Dennis Worcester, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 19 minutes after the hour. It's Sound Bites. It's a pledge drive on Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worcester.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. We had a caller off the air who wanted to mention that there is, when they try to listen live, they get a 404 error, and there it is. It's coming from our website. What I didn't realize is when they changed the when they changed the website, and it looks beautiful now. It's a lovely. It's a thing of beauty.
Sure does.
They changed the URL for the stream, and until I can find that and get it on, you can even at that 404 error page over on the left, you will see the Listen Now box, or from the main website at jazz901.org, there is the Live Now box, and you can see that there's a tiny little player right there at the top of that box. And if you click play, well, it begins to play, which is a pretty amazing thing, I guess. And if you click on the word sound bites, it actually pops up a little window player that you can move around, so you don't have to stay on the Jazz 90.1 webpage. It opens up in a separate window, so you can just leave that open in your background and listen to the show that way. So until I can fix that page, the best way to listen to the show is to just go to jazz901.org and click that listen play thing. So that's the way to do that.
That's a good workaround. We'll get it sorted out, though.
We'll get it sorted out. I didn't realize they had changed that as well. All right.
So we have some news?
Yeah, we're going to do news now.
All right.
More news.
Yeah. Well, this is the other news. Right. The big news is we're doing a pledge drive.
Yeah, that's the big
news. And just to start things off,
okay.
We would like to thank a friend of the show, Al, who has donated a very generous amount. Thank you, Al.
Cool, Al. Thank you so much.
And
you know, if you'd like to be as cool as Al...
It's easy to do.
Yeah. It doesn't take much.
Pick up the phone, give us a call.
I mean, you can try.
You can try to be as cool as Al, but almost no one is.
But here's how to get started.
585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 or toll-free 1-800-790-0415. Of course... If you don't want to talk to Sandy, and who doesn't want to talk to Sandy?
Yeah.
You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And remember, if you pledge at the $200 level or above, you will get the Jazz 90.1 laptop or tablet bag. And
yeah.
It is one hot item, let me tell you that right
well,
now.
Well, it's the sure Jazz is. 901 soundbite.
That's right.
Right. Right, Jazz 901 and Soundbites, plus you get the Soundbites mouse pad.
Which cool. You didn't get.
Which I didn't get.
Not yet.
But that's all right.
Let's talk holidays. Holidays are coming, and there is no more exclusive gift that you can give. You can't get this in a store.
No. That's exactly right.
You can only get that here. And if you want to give it to your favorite computer person, let's say you're not into computers. You listen to the show, and it just sounds like a foreign language.
Right.
But you've got a special someone, a friend, a neighbor, a niece, a nephew.
A stranger on the street you just want to give something nice to.
Just want to smile.
Yeah. Or and then at the $110 level, you get the two membership cards today and tomorrow only.
Right.
You can keep one and give one to a friend.
That's right. If you pledge today... At the $200 level,
right.
You get the Jazz 90.1 / Soundbites laptop / tablet bag.
Wow.
You get the Soundbites mouse pad, and you get a second member card to slip into the pocket of the Jazz 90.1 / Soundbites laptop / tablet bag.
That's / incredible.
That's right.
/ unbelievable.
We're slashing them all over. All right. While you make that call to 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299, or toll free 1-800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org, I'll read the news. In a series of tweets, Microsoft's... No. This is Microsoft's...
Careful. Wait.
This is the Microsoft guy.
Okay.
Microsoft's Joe Belfiore has revealed that Microsoft... I know this is going to come as a shock to most of you. Microsoft is no longer developing new features or hardware for Windows 10 Mobile.
What?
Well, exactly. While both Windows Phone fans had hoped that... I'm so sorry, Lee.
Both of them.
I want to apologize to Lee in particular for reading this story with such glee. While Windows Phone fans had hoped Microsoft would update the platform with new features, it's now clear the operating system has been placed into servicing mode with just bug fixes and security updates for existing users. Of course, we'll continue to support the platform, bug fixes, security updates, said Belfiore.
Sounds like
but building new features and hardware aren't the focus. What?
He's not a crook?
He's not a crook. And he's still alive.
Oh, good.
During the recent Windows 10 Fall Creators Update development phase, it has been obvious Microsoft is no longer working on the mobile experience. The software maker branched its development process into Feature 2, leaving Windows Phone fans, apparently that's plural, disappointed. Microsoft Windows Phone platform has been dead for more than a year, but the company has never officially admitted it before. Microsoft gutted its phone business last year, resulting in thousands of job cuts. During Microsoft's recent Build and Inspire conferences, CEO Satya Nadella dropped the company's mantra of mobile first, cloud first, in favor of a focus on what he described as the intelligent cloud, an intelligent edge. This new area of focus means Microsoft is now working on multi-device scenarios and cloud-powered technologies that don't always involve Windows. I'll let you think about that for a second. Belfiore also admits he switched to Android, just like Bill Gates did, and that Microsoft will support Windows 10 customers who want to use Android and iOS on their phones. I'd like to see that happen. One of the big reasons Microsoft is giving up on Windows Phone is because developers never backed the platform. Microsoft had many problems with its Windows Phone App Store and the inability to retain apps once they were developed. We've tried very hard to incent app devs, explained Belfiore. To incent.
I love using incent as a verb.
Exactly. Because incentivize.
Everybody says that.
Well, if you're tweeting, I guess incentivize is too many characters.
It's in common usage.
Right. To incent app devs. Paid money, wrote apps for them, but volume of users is too low for most companies to invest. It's now clear Microsoft has faced the reality that people don't need or want Windows on their phones. The software maker has been focused on iOS and Android apps and experiences over the past couple of years. Microsoft's Edge browser is making its way to iOS and Android, and the company seems to be focused on improving the experience of linking a phone to a PC and resuming apps and documents between the two. A new Microsoft launcher for Android even goes a step further in improving the overall Android experience with clever customization and PC sharing features. Expect to see a lot more of this in the future. It's now unlikely we'll ever see a Surface-branded phone or more Windows 10 mobile-powered hardware. Microsoft's investments in iOS and Android will only benefit Windows 10 customers, and it could make up for the company's messy efforts in mobile over the years. So, our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Viva la Android, Viva la iPhone. Wait, Windows made a phone? And good call. Get it?
Hey.
Okay.
There it is.
So there it is. So far, we've got 30 votes in, and wait, Windows made a phone is first, followed by Viva la Android, followed by good call, and one person said Viva la iPhone.
Yeah. Well.
Was it you?
Maybe.
But we know you'll have more to say about this, so please, on our website, if you scroll down on the right under Fascinating Stuff, the first choice there is the forums. When you get to the forums, the second forum down is the poll discussion. Currently, at least, the first poll discussion is 14 October 17. The Windows Phone is dead. Two posts so far. We hope to see you adding more as the day goes on. And, of course, when you're not in the process of pledging, that is to say, after you pledged, you can give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And lest you forgot, you can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
I heard on one of the talk stations during the week that they were saying statistically right now, most Americans, own 2.1 Apple products in their home.
Wow.
Well, there's somebody out there with 4.2 of them.
Yeah, because me too, because I own zero. I don't have one Apple product in my house.
That's okay. My house makes up for it.
Yours and probably Steve's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you two guys are half the city.
My basement alone.
Because, they sit there and say, the average family has 2.1 Apple devices. I'm thinking, I got Google.
Yeah, I've got a dozen that I'm just not even, that are on a shelf.
I do feel bad for the people who loved their Windows phones. But they should be used to it because they probably also own Zunes, which Microsoft also abandoned.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Lee. Yeah. Again.
Wonderful brown, tasteful brown color and, squirting music to your loved ones and
friends. Those sharp square edges, it really was sort of retro Russian 60s
that's right.
technology.
Yes, very, very Eastern Bloc.
Eastern Bloc.
You could listen to it in your Trabant, No, you couldn't. There was no radio in a Trabant.
There's no radio in a Trabant. What's wrong with you? Microsoft's Windows phone is now DOA, and it's too bad. What a great movie, by the way, DOA.
Again, just another product that Microsoft hyped and tried to get out there.
Right.
And then they drop it. Like so many other things that Microsoft has done, software-wise and everything else, they get all excited about it, and then...
Well, they're trying to see what can they do to round out their field. They've got into the video game industry a couple decades ago, and that really kind of took off for them. They've done really well with that.
Mm-hmm.
The personal electronics industry is tricky, and those users are fickle. Anything that you keep around in your pocket has to be useful the vast majority of the time, or else people just simply won't keep it with them.
Well, I say even the software, though. I mean, the different packages in that they've tried to throw out there and get folks hooked on, and then they abandon it.
Well, it's tough because you can't use a lot of horsepower in a device that fits in your pocket, or else you just won't have the battery life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the horsepower to do it, then you can't do as many apps that are as deep and rich as people might really want to have. And it's really a balancing act. Any kind of engineering is like that.
Yep. Right. Right. We have someone who pledged online. We'd like to thank Betty for her donation.
Betty.
Thank you so much. I will tell you right now, you will love that coffee mug. I have one, and it is amazing. I like it a lot. And so we thank you. And
I bet Betty's one of those people that just always returns her library books on time. She's just probably really great.
I'm sure she's the heart of her. That's an empty one. Yeah. She's the heart of her social circles.
Oh, of course.
Clearly a wonderful human being, and
that's
a credit
right.
to the whole dang human race.
And whenever there's a traffic jam and you need to get let into the lane, she always waves you in.
She's the one. That's she's the one. Clearly, and you can join Betty and Al as we're off to a slow start, but you can
we'll
join
give
them.
You compliments too.
What
we've got a million compliments.
That's right. We're happy to compliment anybody who joins. And you can join easily. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or, of course, toll free, 1-800-790-0415. We have hundreds of people who download the podcast every week.
That's true.
Hundreds of you. If each of you... simply donated at the $50 level.
Right.
We'd be halfway to our goal in no time.
That's true. It doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much.
And every dollar counts.
And of course, if you donate at the $200 level, you have to come here to get the Jazz 90.1 bag. So maybe if you're overseas, that might not be the level you want to... pledge yet. Listen, we're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Dennis Worcester, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. We are Soundbites, and this is member-supported Jazz 90.1.
online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worster.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we have Patrick from Batavia, New York on the line. Hiya, Patrick. What's up?
Well, guys, I'm gonna think over my pledge after I get my question, because I've reached the point in life where one big idea at a time is too much to is enough to focus on.
I understand that.
I want to focus on my question first. I want to get one of these portable battery chargers for my daughter. She's got an iPhone. I've got an Android.
Okay.
And not that we need to both use them at the same time, but it got me thinking about some of these chargers you see will say, you'll mention iPhones, and some don't. So is there a difference between the chargers that would work on an iPhone, and do you have to know what model iPhone you have?
I have great news for you.
Here we go.
The electricity that goes into either phone will work with either phone. That's a joke. But yeah. the thing to know
that
is...
That was funny.
Do not humor him. Yeah. It'll just get worse.
It just gets worse. My wife will tell you.
I think he hit bottom. Don't worry.
So the iPhone has a proprietary connector on the bottom of it. And Apple calls it the Lightning connector. It's pretty small. It's about the size of your thumbnail, or your pinky nail. And only Apple uses that. Some of these battery chargers have cables built in. Others don't. I would recommend get a battery pack that just has a regular USB connection on the side. That's going to save you a lot of hassle. And
but that's what mine is, so I didn't realize it was something that was anything other than USB.
That's right. Yeah, so the USB port that you have, for instance, on the side of a laptop or on the side of a computer is called a USB-A port. It's the one that's kind of rectangular shaped. And smaller devices like phones or cameras or other things use a different style connector. Most of them these days are using a USB-C connection to do their charging. And chances are good your Android phone is probably either using that or a micro USB. And I'll let Nick chime in on the Android charging ports. But in terms of the Apple stuff, what you really want is to go get a Lightning cable, and you can get those from a number of different vendors. Apple's the big player, but places online like Amazon will sell third-party choices that work just as well. And once you have that, you can connect that USB-A connection to the battery pack and connect the other end to your phone. The thing to keep in mind with these battery packs is what is their capacity, and they're going to express that with a big number that's usually in the thousands or tens of thousands.
Mm-hmm.
And the unit that they use on that is called milliamp hours. So that's how many amperes of energy over an hour can they supply.
Okay, can I just say, I'm looking at a model online.
Okay.
Won't mention where. Mm-hmm. And it says Apple Lightning Portable Power Bank. And as I'm looking at this, they nicely provide a picture. And there's a cable and a charging unit, I guess, or battery charger. So that's probably all the stuff you were talking about together.
Yep. It sounds like that's the battery plus the cable built in.
Yep.
So the main thing is if you have, you need that cable, however you get it.
Right. You need the battery. A battery is a battery is a battery. But you then have to connect it to the specific phone you have. And
right.
A number of them... you can get the flat one like the power bank. You can get something that looks like a big lipstick tube.
Right.
They come in all kinds of shapes and sizes.
Oh, yeah, I've seen all kinds of shapes and all kinds of prices, too, anywhere
right.
from 10
right.
bucks to 40 or 50.
So right. And so, as you can see from the power bank, it actually has three ports in it.
Right.
There's two regular USB ports and then what looks to be a USB-C. Or,
yeah, probably for charging the unit.
That's
yeah.
right.
Right. So because it has two regular USB ports, yeah?
That's good news.
That's good news because now you can buy a cable from, again, Apple or anybody that has a Lightning uh-huh. connector on one end and a regular USB cable on the other end, much like the one in the picture. And yeah. Then you can plug that in to charge her phone. Or you could get one with a regular USB on one end and whatever connector your phone has on the other and charge your phone, too.
Uh-huh.
Now, it's got, 22? What did we say it was? 22,000?
This particular one had...
12,000.
12,000 milliamp hours.
Yeah, it says 12,000 milli amp hours.
Yeah. Right. So the three things to factor in are how much does it weigh, how much power can it hold, that's that milliamp hour number, and okay. how many dollars does it cost? And you just have to figure out what is a number that you're comfortable with for all three of those, and then find a device that...
Is 12,000 a good number for milliamp hours?
Yeah, 12,000 is good. That's going to charge your phone probably once or twice without having to recharge the device itself. That's a good place to start. There are people and companies that make the chargers that have tens of thousands. So instead of 12,000, it might be 40,000.
But they're also much larger.
They're also much larger, which means they're going to be heavier, and they're going to cost more money. So you have to figure out if this is something you're going to carry in a bag or in a purse, then you might not want it to be as heavy.
But certainly, let's say this is for your daughter. You get her the one with the Apple Lightning thing. That's going to be light enough for her to carry in her purse.
Yep.
It'll certainly recharge your phone once and maybe twice, but certainly half again, if nothing else. And so even if she uses it a significant portion of the day, she can get at least one recharge and a little more out of it. And so that should see her through the day. And then at night she plugs it in, and boom, it recharges. The next morning she unplugs it, takes it with her, you're done.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, thanks very much. You gave me a lot to think about in terms of the points to focus on. Appreciate that. Now that I got that out of the way, I'll give some thought and figure out how I'm going to do to support the station.
There you go.
I appreciate what you guys do and being there. And
sure. Thank you so
thanks,
much.
Thanks, Patrick.
Calling.
We appreciate
and,
you. Thank
I'll,
you.
I'll, by the way, I'll also be willing, guys, to match your salary in an anonymous donation.
Wow. You are the most generous person who's called today. Sweet.
You. Yes, I've made out a check for $0.00. And
you got the math right.
Well, and we'll do the splitting up here. We'll split it up here.
I got to go now.
All right, thanks, Patrick.
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, it's a little early to start thinking of these things, but those little portable rechargers make a great stocking stuffer.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm
hoping for spools of 1.75 millimeter filament for my
for your printer
for my 3D printer.
3D printer. Okay.
Yeah. But these are very nice, and they, like I said, they come in all sizes. I have one that's essentially looks like a large tube of lipstick. It has a USB connector at one end.
Yeah, and that color has never looked nicer on you, I should say. I know the cameras aren't running.
Thank you. I think it's a little heavy for daytime, but it's pretty nice.
He's accessorizing.
Accessorizing.
And it charges your phone.
I match my phone. And basically the idea here is that this thing will give you a recharge. You know, the days of a phone where you can pop the back off and replace the battery are pretty much gone.
Yeah, don't exist.
My phone still does that, but I think this may be the last phone on Earth that does it.
I don't miss it. You know, I'm an Apple guy. We never had it. So
yeah, you never had it.
And
exactly
I didn't,
right.
Even with the Android phones I had, I never had an extra battery because I could run my phone all day, take it home, put it on the charger at night, and it was good for the following day. The Google phone is fantastic. I mean, I also have a charger in my van. It's one of those rapid chargers. So if I see it get down to 35%. I just plug it in for about 15, 20 minutes, boom, right back up there to 95%.
Yeah, those rapid chargers are nice.
Yes.
Those are another fantastic holiday gift.
Now, to be clear, this thing we were talking about with Patrick does not do rapid charging.
It does not,
right.
But it's also at a price that is very affordable, and sometimes the rapid chargers are not as affordable.
Well, right. the rapid charger for me was, I think it was like $25.
Okay. Well, so then that's roughly in the same ballpark as this.
Yeah, and like you say, it's handy to have in the car, because if you're out and all of a sudden you're in the middle of nowhere, this rapid charger could be very, very beneficial.
Right.
That if your phone's gone dead and you need to quick make some calls, a few minutes on there, and it's going to boost enough up to make a phone call.
Right.
Yeah, if you can't get to the rapid charger, I found the best thing you can do is to turn your phone completely off. Some people will say just flip it into airplane mode because that'll kill off all the radios and the antennas that might be slurping the power. But,
right.
But turning it just completely off all the way also seems to allow
regenerate
to pick up
it.
The
and some phones power. Like mine have a low power mode where it's a black and white screen, things are much slower, et cetera, et cetera. So,
right.
And it turns off all the radios.
That's interesting that it drops it down to black and white.
Yeah.
The iPhone doesn't do that in low power mode, but I'm interested. We should talk more about that.
Yeah, we should. It certainly, you're pushing fewer pixels.
Yeah.
Okay. And you're pushing, and you're using much less computing power
right.
to figure out what color it has to be.
Huh.
It's going to be black, or it's going to be, well, gray.
Yeah, but wait a minute. It's using RGB pixels, right? So there aren't like white pixels or black pixels. It's like a Kindle.
It's not right. It's not saving energy in terms of the screen. Nothing will
just
do that.
Computing,
but it's computing power.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Right.
Now I
don't have to figure out colors.
Right.
What the depths of the colors are. It's going to be white.
Red,
it's going to be
green,
black.
And blue are all going to be the same level.
Right. Right. It's levels, which is not colors.
Sure.
So you're saving half your computation.
Yeah, or two thirds. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah. It's a very cool thing. And you know what's also cool?
What's that?
Pledging at Jazz 90.1.
You know, you're right.
I am right. We are very, very lucky. We are very lucky that over the years we've had many, many wonderful people who pledge their support to this station to keep this show in particular on the air. And we are both honored and humbled that you do that for us. And we love this idea, and we want to continue to bring you this show every week. But I promise you, we can't do that if this station isn't here. And the only way this station stays on the line is if you people call and pledge.
Right.
That's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And while your hands and eyes are busy doing that, we will fill up your ears with the mellifluous sounds of Andy from Greece. Hi, Andy. What's up?
Hello, Nick. Two quick things. Patrick was saying he was going to try and figure out how to do a donation for the station because he appreciates you so much. I'd highly recommend the Jazz-O-Matic.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's $10 a month. It's painless. I've been doing it for about a year and a half now, and I've never had a lick of trouble with it. It works really well, and it's an easy way to go.
Cool. Yes, it is. Thank you so much. For those of you who don't know, you can pledge a monthly amount of $10 or more. You can do it for as long as you like. You can cancel at any time, and you get the great gifts for, you know, the whatever length of time and amount that adds up to.
Nice.
And to do that, you simply can tell the person when you call that you want to do that, or, of course, pick it up from the Jazz. I think you can do it on the Jazz 90.1 website. I think I'm looking at that now. Can I be a Jazz Automatic member at the Jazz 90.1 thing? Maybe not. Maybe you have to call in and do that.
Insert interstitial music here.
Ba-dum-bum, ba-da-da-da. This is great radio as he goes. Yeah, this would work. What was I watching? Oh, there's a Big Bang Theory that Sheldon in his sleep was playing the horn, and he was playing Chuck Mangione.
Sure.
So it was very nice. Anyway, go ahead, Andy. You had probably a question.
Yeah, are you guys still doing the radio collection?
Yes, we are. That is another. Yes, thank you for reminding me. I had that on my list of things to talk about. We are also collecting
radios. I asked only because I was doing something today, and I went to grab an old paint splattered radio I keep in the basement for just such occasions.
Uh-huh.
And I opened up this one cupboard, and I came across the little Sony boombox unit, very small, that my mom used to have. And I put it on a shelf when she passed, and I've never really used it. I'm looking at it, and I'm listening to it right now, and it's working perfectly. So I think I may be stopping by next week to drop it off.
Bless you, my son. You're
That's
okay.
Nice.
Well, here's the deal with that. We have the Jazz 90.1 and a young lady whose name here it is. Diana Marie Russo.
Okay.
Are teaming up to provide free radios to local residents who've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. They've done a study, and they said that music helps people with Alzheimer's retain memories
right.
and be calm when they're suddenly in unusual surroundings.
Yes.
They don't recognize where they are and stuff like that.
That can be very unsettling.
Right. And so what the deal here is, what Andy is alluding to, is we will, if you bring down to the station a working radio that plugs in, no battery power, because that's very hard for the patients to deal with.
Okay.
But if you bring in a plug-in-the-wall radio in working condition, we'll clean it up. And Diana Marie Russo, who runs what's called Rochester's Gift of Music, and the station will donate these radios to patients, which provides immediate therapeutic relief, enhanced quality of life. It's a great thing to do. Research shows that Alzheimer's patients can remember and sing songs, even in advanced stages, long after they've stopped recognizing names and faces.
That's so cool.
So help us do that. All right. That music tells me you've wasted an hour of your life with this nonsense. You're going to get a chance to do it again. We're going to give you the opportunity to catch your breath and make that call, 585-966-5299, 1-800-790-0415, and securely online at jazz901.org. We'll be back with more sound bites on the truly great and truly grateful to you that we are member-supported Jazz 90.1. See you on the other side.
It's America's longest-running computer show. Back to more sound bites with Nick, Dave, and Steve. Next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
WGMC Greece Rochester. A public service of the Greece Central School District. Jazz 90.1.
On Instagram at WGMC Jazz 901.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worcester.
And in 5 minutes after the hour, we are Sound Bites. And it looks like you can at least simulate, which is a good computer word, you can simulate Jazzmatic.
Okay.
By choosing your own dollar amount, say $10, and then up in the your selections part, which is essentially the cart, you can say repeat monthly.
Okay. There
so
you go.
That's basically the same idea.
Okay.
But, you know, the basic idea here is that for those of you who are just tuning in, because I know we get a surge of listeners at the second hour.
Yes, the midday rush.
Midday rush. People are done with whatever they do Saturday mornings and are now listening to the show. Or they're on their Saturday errands and they're listening in the car.
Of course.
And today, particularly if you're on 390, that's going to be fairly extended.
Especially between West Henrietta Road and, say, the airport or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were peeling off the cones at the time, but everything was sold down to one lane. But that was, you know, an hour ago. So,
well, who knows?
Probably better now.
But at any rate, the deal is we are in the midst of another pledge drive, and we're very excited about this one for several reasons. First, if you pledge at $110 or above today or tomorrow only, so those of you who listen to the podcast may well be out of luck. If you pledge at the $110 level or above, you get two, count them, two member cards.
Wow.
And that's a beautiful thing. But what we're particularly excited about is if you pledge at the $200 level.
Right.
You not only are, if you do it today or tomorrow, you not only get the two membership cards, but you also get the, Soundbites laptop tablet bag. Now, this must be picked up, so
right.
This is not a big deal for those of you pledging online. But for the people who are within driving distance of this of the studio, you can get the Jazz 901
laptop
slash
tablet.
Soundbites laptop slash tablet bag.
Yes. And, it's, you know, what I'd like to say is about this bag. Number one, it is not all black. You might remember back in the 90s, you could get the laptop bags and everything was black. Had to look like you're working for a business. And this is not like that. It is primarily black, but it does have a very tasteful blue accent color on it. And it has some fantastic print work on it, where it has the Jazz 90.1 logo as well as the Soundbites logo. And I don't think there is a lot of merch that you can get with the Soundbites logo.
No, you will get two of the things that we have, which is the bag and a Soundbites mouse pad.
Right, right.
This logo was created by Dave Enright.
There it is.
It's the cloud in the name. It doesn't have thing on it.
Yeah, where's the radio?
I don't know. You have to ask Rob.
It'll be
fine.
He's
infringing on my trademark.
But you should pick one of these up. It's great.
And, it is cool.
And like we said, holidays are coming. And if you're looking for just that little something extra, this makes a nice thing to give. And you can put in it whatever you want. It's definitely big enough. You could probably fit a legal pad in there.
Yeah, I think so.
You got plenty of space.
It's a very nice thing, and it's very lovely. So, and that's at the $200 level, or above. Of course, you can pick it for the above.
Sure.
So for $200, you can get that, and $200, not a lot of money. Not a lot of money. It is, in point of fact, less than $4 a day. It's a week. It's $3.85 a week. That's less than one cup of overpriced coffee.
That's right.
A week. That's all. And for that, you get sound bites every one of those weeks.
Yes, and so much more.
Did I disconnect you? Sorry. I was tapping on the table hard enough to disconnect it.
My internet, no.
I know, nothing worse than that, losing your internet.
But yeah, it's definitely the time to call. You can help out the station and make sure that we're here. And again, $4 a week. Boy, if you call once a month with
that
a question,
you made it.
And spend whatever it is, 16 or 18
a month.
And
even not about calling, clearly this show gives you $4 worth of interesting knowledge and entertainment every week.
That is our goal.
Every single week.
We have it
right
here on the wall. It's carved in bronze. Provide at least $4 of entertainment every week.
Exactly right. And since this is only $3.85 that it costs you, you're making 15 cents.
You're coming out ahead, really.
You're really way ahead of the game. And I must tell you that we truly appreciate it. For those of you who don't know, we are a public radio station, but unlike many other places that call themselves a public radio station, we get no national funds. We get no state funds. We get no local funds. We get no funds at all except from you. And if you don't pledge, there is a very real possibility that this station, one of the 8 remaining live jazz stations in the world,
not just in the country,
in the world, will go away. And if that happens, we will go away with it.
So this is your chance to feel like a big shot.
That's exactly right.
I contribute to one of the only 8 jazz stations on the planet.
That's right. You're a member. You're not just handing away money. You're becoming a member. You're becoming part of the Sound Bites family. And it's so easy to do. All you have to do is call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free 1-800-790-0415. Of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And that's a 256-bit secure transaction.
Yep.
And that's the one thing folks got to realize. You know, we give up our time every Saturday. We're here faithfully every Saturday. You can tune us in from 12.
Unless Christmas is on a Saturday.
Yeah, Christmas or New Year's is on a Saturday. It's the only time we don't come on. Otherwise, we are here to answer your computer questions. And, oh, by the way, 3 of us are here, and we don't get paid for it. We do it because we enjoy it. And we know you love this program because in the past you have supported it. But we need your help. Twice a year, we come to you asking you to please step up and donate whatever you can afford. Like I've said before, there is no wrong amount.
That's right.
That's right. We only need $55,000 for this particular pledge. Any one of you listening can afford that. So just call in and make that pledge. And once we verify that it's a real pledge, we'll stop. When we hit $55,000, we're going to stop. It's not like
we don't want to do this any longer than we have to.
Right.
Exactly.
All right. Back to the phones. Our next call. While you make that call at 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. While you are making that pledge, we will talk to Bruce from Macedon, New York. Hiya, Bruce. What's up?
Good afternoon. I'm having a problem with my internet connection. I went to bed Thursday night, had been using my internet on Firefox, And when I tried to connect up with it the next morning, it won't connect. And I just get the little buffering wheel for about 2 or 3 seconds, and nothing will happen. I tried Internet Explorer, same thing. But my laptop, and this, you know, we have my desktop, which is what I'm having the problem with, is connected to the router, hardwired, but I have a laptop on the router and my wife's tablet on the router, and they are still both receiving Internet, and I just don't know what happened to it.
Okay. So here's my first thought. Check the cable. Well, the first thing you want to do, when you say you came in the morning, the desktop wouldn't work. Was the desktop asleep or was it shut down completely?
It was asleep, and it does run a super anti-spyware check during the middle of the night, which usually shuts down the internet.
Right.
And at some point, I fooled around with it, and I even tried downloading a new copy of Firefox on a flash drive from the laptop, and
sure. And
I did get my session restore back, but nothing would work, and when I clicked on a tab, I got a message, and unfortunately, I only got half of it before I lost it, and it just said the instruction at 0x4009352 and whatever it said after that. But
right. What I think you should start with is to reboot the system.
Well, I've done that, you know, a few times.
Okay. The next thing you need to do is to check the cable.
Okay.
Make sure it's in tight at both ends.
All right.
And if that doesn't work, then it's likely to be some either a hardware issue or a software driver issue. And for that, you're probably best off taking it to a reputable dealer.
All righty.
Yeah, when you check that cable on the back of the PC, sometimes there are lights right near where you plug in the cable, and you could look for those too. The one that you'd be looking for, ideally, is a green light. That tells you that the computer is connected to the network, and it sees that there's a device at the other end, which in this case would be your router. There may also be a secondary light, which will be an amber light, and that light will probably blink. That blinking happens when there is activity on the network. So if you get the chance to look back behind your machine, those could be things to look for that might give you some other clues.
Does that make sense?
Sure. I'll give that a try then.
Excellent. Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. When it's something, once we get past the stuff that it's easy to check, it really often takes somebody with knowledge looking at what's going on to
that's right
to tell what the problem is, and in that particular case, taking it to a reputable dealer is probably
the fastest
your
way.
Best bet, yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Especially if the internet is working for other devices,
right?
One other thing that you could potentially try is plugging in on a different port of the router. Most of the time, a router will have a single port for internet to come in, and then usually one or four or more ports for local computers to be plugged in. You might try a different port on the router itself.
That's a very good idea. Because we know the problem is either with the desktop or the cable,
right?
Because the router itself is working, or the laptop and the tablet wouldn't be able to connect.
Right.
So we know that that part is fine.
Yeah. You might also try using that same wired cable on the laptop itself and turn off the Wi-Fi. Just to prove that the router and the cable is working.
Right.
And then just kind of work backwards towards the ends.
Good point. All right, back to the phones. Our next caller is Rich from Irondequoit, New York. Hi, Rich. What's up?
Hello, gentlemen. Just so you know, I renewed my membership on the bronze level and glad to do it.
Bless you, my son. Thank you so much.
quick question. This may sound a little ridiculous, but we have a this is a work-type question. We have a computer at work that we had upgraded to the Windows 10 model, and was working fine, so on and so forth. But for some unknown reason, we have heart machines that are used. I work in the emergency services, and in order to read them and get the information off of them, they have to have Windows 7 to be able to talk to each other.
Okay.
They won't work on Windows 10, and the company who makes the machines
doesn't have a upgrade to be able to use it on Windows 10.
Yeah, we see that a lot with industry-specific devices, especially in medical or in manufacturing. Every time you have a machine, sometimes they are real slow with compatibility. So what's your question for us?
My question then is, can I still take that Windows 10 machine, because we're kind of taking it offline and going to use it only to read this machine?
Yeah.
Or read this heart machine, can I take it back to Windows 7 still, or is it a deal where I have to maybe find the disks that we had for it?
You'd have to find the disks.
Wait, was this a Windows 7 machine that was upgraded to 10?
Yes, it was.
You might want to check. Yeah, because there is a restore that or an icon, usually in, I forget where they hide it, but you can go back to Windows 7.
So there still is a possibility to do that if I can find it in the machine.
Yeah,
it's within a certain number of days. You can't just magically decide 6 months later to do it. But
okay.
it is certainly doable.
Otherwise, is this a laptop or a desktop, did you say? I'm sorry, I didn't catch
it. It's a desktop.
Okay. Because a lot of the laptops usually have a hidden partition that has the Windows. If it was originally a Windows 7, would have had the original Windows 7 installers on that partition.
What I might suggest you try first, though, is on this Windows 10 machine, there is a built-in tool called Program Compatibility Troubleshooter.
Okay.
If that doesn't work, then you can manually run an app in compatibility mode.
Okay, right. Compatibility for that one specific
application. Stay on the line. Yes, stay on the line. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Dennis Worster, Rich from Around the Coit, me, Nick Francesco, you, all the members, all kinds of good things, Soundbites, member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Computer talk you can understand. More Sound Bites is next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worster.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we have Rich from Around the Coit on the line. Hi, Rich.
Hello.
Here's the deal. You can, there's two things you can do. One is you can run something called the Windows Program Compatibility Troubleshooter.
Okay.
And the way you do that is you go down to the little search box in the lower left corner at the bottom and click on that, and, you know, the little circle that would bring up Cortana, and you click on that and type in Run Programs. One of the choices that'll pop up is Run Programs Made for Previous Versions of Windows.
Okay.
Click on that, and it will bring up the troubleshooter, which will take a while, so get a cup of coffee, and it will try to find potential troubles with your apps, try the recommended settings, et cetera, test compatibility, whatever, whatever. And you just go through all the pieces and parts, and maybe it'll work and maybe it won't. But you can also just directly try running a single program in compatibility mode. And the way you do that is that you find that program, right-click on it, and from the pop-up menu, select Properties.
Okay.
So you can do it right from the file browser right to the program itself.
Okay.
And then there is a tab for compatibility, and you can run the compatibility troubleshooter from there if you like. Or you can also run the program in compatibility mode, and then you pick your version of Windows.
Oh, okay. So that might even work by even putting it on any other machine, not just this one specific machine.
Right. Now, I would test it first because, you know, it depends on a whole lot of factors, including how it was programmed by the people who wrote it.
Okay.
Right. But it certainly can't hurt to give that a try before you start doing other things.
Right, before we start deleting, operating systems changing or sending it back or whatever.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, that'll be great. Thank you very much for your help.
All right, our pleasure. Good luck.
Good luck. Thanks.
And of course, Rich is either a member or is about to make that call because he knows the value
that we offer every week.
And I do want to thank, I think I thanked Bob already, but I do want to thank Rich, who may be the same Rich, for his donation. So thanks to you folks. We have to tell you we're not even halfway to what the polka guys took
close.
In today.
Not even close.
And that makes
me sad. But
it's
not too late.
And it's so easy to do. It takes less than 2 minutes out of your day, and you just do it by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Oh, and I almost forgot to tell you, my wife says, please, please, pledge, because apparently my sense of self-worth is wrapped up in whether or not we do well in this pledge drive, and she doesn't like me miserable all week long at home. Call and make that pledge. It only takes 2 minutes, and it would make my wife so happy if you did. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And if you don't like talking to humans, and who does, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org.
That's true. Man, take a breath.
I will. Thank you very much.
Decompress.
And don't forget, we have two special deals going on right now.
That's right.
If you pledge today at the $110 level or above, you get not one, but two of the Jazz 90.1 Enhanced Member Card Pluses.
Enhanced and Plus. Wow. Where else are you going to get that?
Nowhere. In fact, you can hardly reach anything higher. And so you would get that at the $110 level or above. Now, if you pledge at the $200 level, and really, we know for you that's just a pittance. At the $200 level, you not only get this week only two of those member cards,
right?
But you will also get, whenever you pledge, the Soundbites laptop/tablet bag.
Wow. And you can come pick that up.
You do have to pick that up, and that must be picked up.
That's right. Hey, come pick it up while you're on the show, or while we're on the show.
And no, you can it has to be business hours.
Oh.
We don't have access to them, or else we'd be bringing them home by the dozen.
Yeah. Nick would grab his mouse pad that he didn't get.
All right. I got to start coming to rehearsal here.
You clearly do. If you pledge at the $365 level, that's only a dollar a day, for pity's sake. You not only get that Jazz Enhanced member card, and two of them if you do it today, and the laptop bag, but you also get the Soundbites mouse pad.
Cool.
And so I don't know how you would beat that. So you really, or higher, of course, you can opt for those things. We have $500 level. We even have $1,000 level.
Cool.
That's only $2.75 a day. Even if this is the only show you listen to all week, that's only $19.23 a week.
Oh,
that's not even a pizza.
That's true. It's true.
It's a pizza a week. To have this show on the air.
And less fattening.
That is true.
Except between the ears, to have this show on the air every week. And, oh, by the way, two other exciting things happen if you pledge to keep this show on the air. The first exciting thing is you keep the stream on the air, which means you can listen to great jazz and swing and blues 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year on your phone or your laptop or your desktop or your
tablets. Yeah.
Tablets or your
iPod. If you've got internet,
iPod,
you can make it happen.
Whatever the heck you have. And the other thing is you keep this station on the air. And that's a huge thing. There are only a handful of live jazz stations. Where do you hear live radio anymore? 24/7. You can call up any time of the day or night and ask for a particular song or ask a computer question here on this show. And it's all live people doing live things, which is so energetic. But you don't get that anymore. It's a thing of the past. It's you know, I was into live radio before you were born. But you can join the party by calling 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I must also say that you people who listen during the second hour aren't calling in like the people did during the first hour.
Yeah, really?
I got to be honest
with
you.
The fun. We are ready to take your call.
We are.
No
waiting.
And
you are behind the curve.
It's okay.
You are currently behind the curve, and I think it's time for you to step up.
That's right. It's not too late. We are ready for your call.
It only takes a couple of minutes of your day.
And we will be so nice to you. How many places do you call where they're really nice to you?
Rob just texted me. Brad and Diana from Lodi.
Ooh.
Thank you for your pledge.
Thank you for your pledge, Brad
nice.
And Diana. They are very nice people, and they pledge every year, and we're very happy.
Wait, you know,
okay, you can't do that, and I have me.
You can't wave
okay,
it.
Perfect.
We're trying to read it.
Perfect.
There you go.
Thank you. They pledge every year. Thank you, Brad and Diana. You're good people. We like you a lot.
Yeah. You know, I bet those are the kind of people that know how to use chopsticks really well. You ever see those people that they just really know what they're doing, and I'm just fumbling around, looking around for a fork?
Yep. Well, we've always known Brad and Diana are both not only wonderful human beings.
And they always drive the speed limit.
And they always drive the speed limit. And they know how to use chopsticks. And
they never write a check at the grocery store.
Handsomer and prettier than the average human being.
That's true.
They're wonderful. They're wonderful. They always have the correct or fewer items in their cart.
Yes.
When they go to...
So
they're good
in
people.
In the express lane?
They're good people.
That's right.
And
we can compliment you just as nicely. All you have to do is give us a call.
That's right. It's easy. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Outside the 1-800 area code, it's outside the 585 area code, it's 1-800-790-0415. And, of course, if you don't like talking to humans, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now, let's talk for just a couple of moments to those of you who are listening to this podcast. I know that there are truly hundreds of you who download this podcast every week. Hundreds.
Hello, friends.
Of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care where you are in the world, and I don't care what time of day it is there or here, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And for everybody listening now and for listening on the podcast and whatever, now is the time to pledge. I know you. You know you. You're a procrastinator. You put it off and put it off, and then it's too late. And then you feel bad. Why feel bad? Take 2 minutes to feel good. Make the call. Make the pledge. Be the next person to step up.
That's right.
And be part of the family.
And when you get done, post about it on Facebook.
And then
tell
post about it. Shame your friends. Lots of people don't like the pledge drives, and the reason they don't like it is because they're guilty. They're guilty because they have not pledged. Well, you don't have to be guilty. You can, in fact,
be
smug.
That's right.
That's
mm-hmm.
exactly right.
Well, that's the thing. You know, you know the minute they turn it on, they go, oh, they're going through another pledge drive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, but if you had already given... You can be at peace with yourself because you know you've done your part. It's those other folks that get upset. Oh, gee, another darn pledge drive. Yeah, because you know what? You're sitting back and just want to reap all the benefits and not help support a great station that gives you great music during the week and a program like ours that helps solve your computer problems every week.
Right.
Right. And if you pledge now, I personally give you permission to call those who do not pledge sponges.
Yeah.
I give you that permission.
Wow. That comes with the membership?
That comes with the membership.
Wow.
At any level. This just in. at any level. You know, we do have levels at which you can pledge, and most of them give some sort of thing back, a benefit.
That's right. So you can be awesome. Give us a call.
But if you have $10, we'll take $10. If you want to pledge $5, we'll take $5. It's not about the amount. It's becoming a member of the family. It's stepping up, being an adult, making the pledge, and becoming part of the family.
And every dollar that's given gets us that much closer to our goal so we can end this.
That's right. We don't like asking you to pledge any more than you like pledging.
Yeah, exactly.
And let's end all our collective problems here and make that call, make that pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Or toll free at 1-800-790-0415. And for those of you who don't like people, and that's most of us, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Then, as Dennis said, you can post it on Facebook. You can,
You
can post it on Facebook. You can post it on Twitter. And lord it over your friends and be as smug as you want to be.
All right, so I have just pulled from my bag that I brought with me a six-year-old, believe it or not, Apple product. It's the Apple Mac Mini.
Yep.
And this particular product was from a client of mine who is having trouble with the hard drive in it this week. And because yesterday was Friday the 13th, and we know that Friday the 13th is International Verify Your Backups Day.
Yes, it is.
I was very happy to be able to tell this client, yes, your hard drive is dying. And she said, yes, but why are you smiling while you say that? It sounds horrible. Well, I said, you haven't heard the best part. You have up-to-date backups.
Yay!
Which makes this a non-event. This
That's
is going
exactly
to be very
right.
trivial. And luckily, this particular Mac Mini is back in the day when you could actually take them apart and swap the drives out. And and just under there, that is the drive. Here's the Wi-Fi antenna and the RAM and the cooling thing. This is great radio, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. Now, let me ask you a question. These came in two forms, an Intel processor, and I want to say
PowerPC originally.
The PowerPC, that was it.
But that was, yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break while Dennis and I drool over this Mac Mini. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Munich, Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. It is Soundbites. It is member-supported. Member-supported. Jazz 90.1.
Online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at soundbites.org. More with Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray next on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm still Dennis Worcester and not Steve Ray.
I'm sorry. I do. I get in autopilot and I don't know what the hell I'm saying. And we are Soundbites, and as you know, we are in the middle of a pledge drive, and we not only want, but need you. What?
That's what we're doing?
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Okay.
I know you didn't notice, but I was subtle.
Very subtle.
But we are, and we want to thank.
Drive. He's very stealth.
Okay.
I'm stealth. We want to thank all the people who have indeed pledged.
Sure.
But we would like you to pledge as well. We've only had a half a dozen pledgers so far. Today, and we want your help. So
you could still be in the top 10.
You could still be in the top 10, and all it takes is a couple of minutes.
Much.
You can make the call at 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299, or toll-free at 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. When you pledge online, make sure you scroll down and hit one of the sound bites choices. So that we get the credit.
That would be nice.
Because we not only want to stay on the line, we want to be smug enough to tell Rob that we're doing our part to help the station. And the only way that works is if you do your part to keep us on the air.
Like I say, we're doing ours by being here and providing you with the information and the help that you've come to rely on for 29 years, folks.
That's right. We answer every call.
And it's not something we sit there and say, tell you what, we'll take your question and we'll get back to you next week. No, we do it here live. This is not screened or anything else. When your question, When I answer the phone here and tell you, you know, take your name and all that, you're going out over the live.
That's true.
So we're not sitting there, you know, doing all this research and that, because we have that much experience.
That's true. And anything we don't know, you should see my how fast I can Google. It'll blow your mind.
But most of the time,
these other guys know what they're talking about. So,
but I mean, between the three of us, we've seen so much over our years of experience that, you know, between, like I say, actually four of us and Steve Ray, we've seen it, and we've seen most of it, you know, or we've read about it and got it pretty well covered that, you know, yeah, I know the answer to that one. Here you go. Just like that gentleman as far as connecting to his internet and everything else. You know, we've run into these situations.
Right, and we're ready to help you.
That's right, and all you have to do is give us a call, but you can't give us a call if we're not on the air.
Mm-hmm. We won't pick up the phone. That I guarantee.
I guarantee you we're not going to do that. But you can easily help keep us on the air. It only takes a couple of minutes of your time.
Preserve the show.
And it's real easy to do. Just give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or pledge securely online at jazz901.com. .org.
And you know what? It's also saying a thanks to Rob. And what I mean by that is, what, 8 years ago now? He took a chance and had us come here. You think about this, folks. Most of the time on Jazz 90.1, it's all music.
That's true.
This whole format, Sunday through Friday, and most of Saturday, is all music. And out of the blue, right in the prime of Saturday afternoon, he plops in us.
Yep.
Now, that was pretty daring on his part to take a prime time when folks are out shopping and doing everything else to throw in a talk show that answers computer questions. That was pretty wild and, you know, going out on the ledge. But he knew from past, you know, we can help folks. And it's beneficial for the station. So to prove him right, you know, we need you folks to support this, his effort to keep us here on the air. Because he could easily pull us off and put some other music show in.
We are
unique to this station as far as providing the information that we do. And we could very easily be replaced by some other filling it in with more jazz. But to tell Rob that you want to keep us going, we need you folks to step up and pick up the phones and give us a call. You still have 10 minutes, and we'd love to get closer to beating the polka guys.
Yeah, we would. And that's not going to happen if you don't make the call, and it is so it's less than 2 minutes. Surely you have a couple of minutes. 585-966-JAZZ, that's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Or, of course, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Keep us on the air as a station and as a show. And that's on you. Be part of something bigger than yourself. Be part of something truly rare in this world. And that's a live jazz radio station.
That's right.
You can be part of that family and certainly part of the Soundbites family by making that call and making that pledge. Join us. Join us.
You can be awesome, and we will be awesome back to you.
That's always be awesome.
That's right.
And the way you do that is to make that call and make that pledge, and we would be honored to call you a member of the Soundbites family.
Absolutely. Anytime. Oh, you all right?
I'll get there.
So the backup.
I got choked up.
Tell me about your backup strategy.
Mine?
Yeah.
My backup strategy is very simple.
Okay.
Every day at 2 a.m.
All right.
You wake up,
sneak downstairs.
I wake up, I sneak downstairs. Milk and cookies.
That's right. Don't wake up the cat.
Too late for that. Cat's woken me up. Last night I went to bed, the male who weighs, I think, 48 pounds at this point.
My goodness.
It feels like it at 2 in the
That's
morning.
That's cat with a capital C.
Yeah.
Was that? But basically at 2 o'clock every morning, my desktop backs up to my LAN-attached hard drive.
Okay.
And it backs up to a backup on a folder on my other drive in the machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it backs up to a website,
okay,
which backs up to another website.
Wow. Okay.
What's yours?
Well, we have multiple machines in my house. We use one of the commercial services that backs up the things that I care about that I've already designated to an offsite place on the internet that company controls. And for individual machines, I also have a separate drive that the Mac operating system will happily take over and look at my files on my computer once an hour and see what's changed and write those files to that external drive. So I'm using two different mechanisms, two different pieces of software, and two different destinations so that
Perfect.
I can make sure to have that covered. And I also have my photos being pushed up to Google Photos, which is helping keep those safe as well.
Right.
The one thing I can say as far as my backup, I only have to back up one thing.
Okay.
Right, because my documents mm-hmm. are up on the cloud.
Okay.
All my photos are up on the cloud.
Good.
I don't have to worry about my emails and all that because I use Google Mail.
Yep.
So the only thing that I worry about backing up is my checking.
Okay.
For Quicken.
Uh-huh. Right.
I back that up, but I also have it automatically, like Nick, backed up to the cloud.
Good.
So I can honestly say, yeah, I don't have to worry about backing up because most of it is already up there on the cloud.
Yeah.
That if my machine went south on me, no biggie. I mean, even like my browser and all that stuff, before you had to save all your links and everything else, I use Google Chrome. It remembers. So I can, on my whether it's on my desktop or my Chromebook, I can log in, and there are all my bookmarks.
Because they're all living up on the web.
Yeah, they're cool. All up there. So yeah. It takes all the hassle. For the folks that don't want to be bothered with that, they should seriously consider doing more and more stuff up on the web or up on the cloud and not having to worry about backing up the other stuff.
Well, but the other thing I do, which just gives me peace of mind.
Okay.
Is I also use Google Takeout, which used to be called
Delicious,
the Data Liberation Front, but and I like that better. What?
Google Takeout? Isn't it the where they bring you the food? The Chinese
they bring you food.
By bicycle or something?
Or it's you can download anything you've got up in the cloud, all your documents, all your pictures, all your whatever.
Okay, so it allows you to extract that.
It allows you to extract that. So once a month I do a backup to a zip file.
Okay.
Actually, multiple zip files at this point. I do backup to zip files, and I put them somewhere else as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I not only have them up on the cloud, but I also have them on my machine in those backup, in those zip files, plus off my machine on thumb drives.
Okay.
Now, you said
you had a network-connected storage device. What device did you pick?
I do. I have a Seagate.
Okay.
And I like it, but I don't love it.
All right. What's good about it?
What's good about it is I can have separate sections for me and for my wife. She has a Mac.
A his and hers. Okay.
She has a Mac. She has Time Machine, and so that's all done.
Got it.
The thing I don't like about it is we have entirely separate sections. So if she has an issue, I can't fix it for my machine.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. That music tells me we're done for another week. Please let me start out by thanking Al and Betty and Leon and Bob and Rich and Brad and Diana for their generosity, their support, their love of this station and this show. And you go ahead and be smug all week long. For the rest of you, hey, call and make the pledge. And we'll be back next week with Dave Enright and with Steve Ray. Thanks to Dennis Worcester
for amazing
work this week. And we'll be back next week with a whole lot more of the longest-running computer show in the known universe. That's right, it's Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Bye-bye.
See you in 166 hours.